Because it's kind of like a broad question, like, what do I use? Because I'm literally like Willy Wonka in here. It's just random stuff. Like, I don't really have a plan, because I think what I've learned is, like, when you have a plan, it gets in the way. Because when you're working with people, it's such an organic process. And what I love is that people always surprise me.
This is Therapy for the Healing Mind, this time through art. I'm Beth Dawkins, your host. Today, I am joined by two art therapists from the Central New York, Syracuse area. Each has a different approach, but they share a passion and commitment to serving their clients and their mental health needs. So grab your tea, get comfortable, and listen along as we explore the world of art therapy for mental health.
My name is Tiffany Pollock Gunther. I'm a licensed creative arts therapist practicing in New York State. I have a private practice that has been open in the central New York area for a few years. The population that I work with is primarily children and adults, so it's a mix. And a lot of the people I work with have a diagnosis of autism or another kind of developmental disability or another kind of neurodivergent experience in the world.
So what is art therapy?
So art therapy is basically, art therapy is a mental health service that usually incorporates some kind of visual art making. The use of visual art and the use of the process of making the art is a big part of how we get to some of the insight that we might not always get with verbal language, if that makes sense.
What does a typical day or session look like?
So it's really client-led. It'll be quite different based on the specific person. For an adult, it's often, you know, exploring materials and understanding what materials feel good in terms of like a sensory experience, or what ways we can use art materials to help illustrate or add information to what somebody's talking about. I might be sort of just witnessing what a client's doing with art materials and being able to just let the person know that they're being witnessed. I have an expertise in it, but I also see the client as the expert, ultimately, in terms of what their experience is and what's true.
What supplies do you typically offer?
I love using paint with clients. I love using markers. I love when people can make slime or when they can do Play-Doh or make a sculpture out of clay. I love using collage with people.
What's a benefit of art therapy?
Art therapy often lets us see what our strengths are.
What do you find rewarding about this work?
I think everything about this work is rewarding. I don't know. I feel super lucky to be able to be in private practice because I'm my own boss. I also think that, like, art therapy as a field, just we do have access to a lot of rewarding things because we can always go back. I mean, for me, I can always go back to making art.
My last question is just, is there anything else you'd like to share about your work?
I mean, I guess I can say that, like, in our state right now, in New York State right now, it is hard for a lot of people to access art therapy because a lot of the insurance companies that will give mental health coverage don't recognize the LCAT license as, not all of them recognize the LCAT license as something where we can be in network with their insurance company. And I think that becomes a barrier.
That was Tiffany. Next, I'll sit down with Za.
Well, my name is Zakiya Pete, but I go by Za. So I'm a licensed art therapist here in Syracuse.
What does a typical day look like?
So typically what I do, I might have like 2 to 3 clients a day. If it's really hectic out, if the energies are high out there, and I can tell with my clients, depending on like what the social mental state is. Like, for instance, after the election, I had a lot of clients that were like really high stress. So I've had like 5 clients a day. But typically what they do, they come in. It's different for every client, because with art therapy, you can do, this is how I do it. It's either you can give an art therapy assessment, which is what we learned in art therapy school, where there's a certain amount of assessments you can give clients that have specific materials and it has a specific outcome you're looking for. So you'll tell them to draw specific things and we're trained to analyze it and pull out certain things with that drawing. Then what I also do, if I'm not given an assessment, is I gauge what's going on with the client. So I give them specific materials depending on their mood or their stressors. So if someone comes in, mind you, this is my personal, every art therapist is different. So if someone's coming in and they're very, say they're crying a lot and they can't like get the words out, they can't really focus, I'll give them like, I have model magic. I might just put that in their hand and they won't even think anything of it. It's just like a fidget. So they'll just start squeezing it. And then what happens is they can then calm down and talk to me. So the energy that's all stress, it gets transferred into the clay. So I do contract work with like EAP programs. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people don't even know you can do this. Like even if you, I don't know, if you work at Wegmans or something, they'll have EAP part of your part of the job. So if you're stressed out, you can go to your HR department and say, like say if you've never been to therapy, you could say like, I want to use my employee assistant program. And they'll give you like 8 sessions to just try it out with a therapist.
That's great.
A lot of people don't know. It's been around for years.
What supplies do you typically offer?
There, I have clients that I've been working with for years, honestly. So with them, they've had like all my assessments. But we'll come in here and I can ask them at that point, like, okay, what material do you want to work with? So I have like sticker by numbers books, like adult coloring books. I got games, like puzzles and stuff like that, clay, string, canvas, paint, gem paintings, which I love those. Yes. So, and I can give those to clients who like say like, I'm not good at art, you know, so they'll do that. Watercolor brings out emotions so quickly, that I've noticed with clients.
Interesting.
Yeah, because water is a very powerful element. So even with clients who say like, I can't draw, I'm into like astrology and stuff like that. I do natal charts and everything. So I have like, I use like oracle cards too, mm-hmm, with my clients. Because people don't realize that there's so much energy between, mm-hmm, people. They come in here and they're like, can you take out the astrology cards or something? Or I'll tell them like what's going on with the planets and stuff based on their natal chart. Mm-hmm. Cause it's like, we don't do art every session with everyone.
But what do you see as the benefits of art therapy for those struggling with mental health issues?
I think it's a great communication tool. The benefits of art therapy is that it can be used with anybody. Mm-hmm. It helps people to communicate when they don't know how.
Is there anything else you'd like to share?
A huge thing that was going on with my clients is that their insurance won't cover it. I think there's not unity among all art therapists. And then there's also like, people need to do more research when they're meeting with someone, like what are their credentials, mm-hmm, what do they do, but also that we need to talk to our government about getting art therapy covered.
Insurance remains an issue for those seeking coverage, but awareness of the issue is the first step.
I think that art therapists here in New York, at least, and probably a lot of places, just know that they could be helping more people, but, you know, can't really do it because of the way the insurance piece works.
Thank you so much to both of our guests, and thanks for tuning in. This is Therapy for the Healing Mind.